Kingstonians can expect a new monument in Breakwater Park in 2026, with council unanimously supporting a request from Kingston's Rotary Clubs for the city's first peace pole. Moved by Councillor Brandon Tozzo, the motion highlights the work of Kingston's four Rotary Clubs: the Rotary Club of Kingston, Cataraqua Kingston Rotary Club, Kingston Waterfront Rotary Club, and Kingston Frontenac Rotary Club. Rotary has more than 100 years of history in the city, supporting local organizations through direct service, fundraising, and community partnerships. Rotary is a global network of more than 46,000 clubs worldwide, servicing their communities. Rotary clubs across the globe have installed more than 250,000 peace poles, monuments bearing the message, "May peace prevail on earth." John Farrow with the Cataraqua Kingston Rotary Club spoke before council, explaining what a peace pole entails.
And peace poles have been around for decades, but the goal of Rotary International is the planting of peace poles in communities all around the world. A peace pole is a tangible symbol of Rotary's commitment to peace building. Well, it's four-sided and divided into top and bottom halves, making eight panels. One panel is reserved for the sponsoring club or clubs, and this one would say the Rotary Clubs of Kingston. The other panels display the message, "May peace prevail on earth," in seven languages. The ones selected for this peace pole are English, French, obviously, Mohawk, Ojibwe, Mandarin, Portuguese, and Arabic. The Aboriginal languages are the two most common spoken in the area, according to the Indigenous Language Nest, and Mandarin, Portuguese, and Arabic are the most common non-English or French languages spoken in the area, according to City of Kingston statistics. You'll see a little gold plaque at the waist of the peace pole. That is the message in Braille as well for vision impaired.
Councillor Brandon Tozzo brought the motion forward, framing it as both a recognition of Rotary Club's work and a forward-looking partnership.
I'm bringing forward a motion that highlights something very special in our community and the people who choose to serve it in the spirit of peace, collaboration, service to that embodied by the Kingston's Rotary Clubs. Here in Kingston, we're fortunate enough not to have one, but four Rotary Clubs. The Rotary Club of Kingston, the Cataraqua Kingston Rotary Club, the Kingston Waterfront Club, and the Kingston Frontenac Club. Collectively, their members give thousands of hours each year to projects to strengthen our cities, support families, help youth, and advance sustainable and community well-being. I think their track record speaks for itself. One of Rotary's long-standing initiatives is the installation of peace poles. These are simple but powerful monuments inscribed with the simple message, "May peace prevail." More than 250,000 peace poles have been installed worldwide in parks, in schools, in city centers, and in places where communities gather. They stand as reminders that peace is not an abstract idea. It's something we build together, one action, one relationship, and one moment at a time. Kingston's Rotary Clubs have asked to partner with the city to install the first peace pole here in Kingston. They have proposed Breakwater Park, working in collaboration with staff, as a motion, a space where residents, students, and visitors come together, where we celebrate our waterfront, and where a permanent symbol of peace would be both visible and meaningful.
With unanimous support from council, city staff will now work in partnership with Kingston's Rotary Clubs to identify a suitable location within Breakwater Park, with a goal of installing the peace pole no later than the second quarter of 2026.
This modest request will have a positive impact. It will strengthen our partnership with organizations that consistently invest in our community. It adds small but significant symbol of unity in a well-loved public space and underscores Kingston's commitment to being a city that chooses peace in how we live, how we serve, and how we engage with each other.
For CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative, this has been Christina Laurie.